the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRA.
And
WFS.
WFS.
SMART. What are those guys? PROMISES.
CGA.
No, actually, I'll speak for Promises.
Anybody mail?
They don't have a cure. Because if they had a cure, I'd be able to go back and drink normally, and they said no.
Addiction Treatment Centers of America. That's a new chain out by me. I don't know if you guys have that out here yet. Cancer Treatment Centers of America now has addiction centers.
Really?
Yes. No 12 steps required.
Of course not.
Oh, well. It makes it easier that way.
Because you can shorten the 12 steps.
It makes it easier that way. You don't need to work on yourself at all.
No.
That makes it easier.
It's all about my mother, what she did to me.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Lori Faith.
And Mark.
Yay!
Hi, everybody.
Back for the second go-round. Lori Faith filling in for the Shellster,
yes,
who's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincy. Assured me she got there safely. No terrorist activity on the plane.
Hooray.
You know what she told me? She goes, if there's terrorists on this plane, she goes, I'm going to take them down.
Absolutely.
She's
believe
it. I will take them down.
Yeah.
She probably would.
Hoo-ah. Mm-hmm.
Hoo-yah.
Hoorah.
So we were discussing.
Yeah.
What were we discussing?
We were discussing.
Having alcohol around as an alcoholic.
Yeah, living with a non-alcoholic when there's alcohol around.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, because he was brewing beer. Yeah. And Lori Faith's like, I don't really like beer. And then, Mark, you were going to impart something.
If you live with an alcoholic or a non-alcoholic, does that make his last name O'Doul? Just wondered.
If it's what?
If you live with a non-alcoholic, would his last name be O'Doul?
O'Doul. Or Sharps.
Or Sharps.
So. The O'Doul's affair.
Yeah.
Yes. Rears its ugly head again.
So I have breakfast every week with my accountant, who's one of my best friends. And
wow.
He was asking me last Tuesday, which is really cool around tax time because he comes over every Tuesday morning for breakfast. So, but he was asking me about, you know, what I do for a living and being around wine and being around alcohol and does that matter? And that, you know, he would imagine how difficult that would be and how could I be around him like when he has a glass of wine or has a cocktail if we get together in the afternoon. Now, around breakfast, that would be weird, but, you know, we'd get together sometime in the evening.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
sure,
you know.
Mimosa.
And he goes, how do you do that? He goes, it never seems to bother you. Well, one thing I know about him is he is deathly allergic to coconut. And I said to him, if I opened and ate, if somebody brought chocolates over and I picked up a haystack and took a bite out of it, would it, like, freak you out?
Even if you really love chocolate?
He goes, no, why would that bother me? I said, exactly.
Yeah.
I said, you're allergic to it, therefore it doesn't bother you if somebody else does it, but it would bother you a lot if you did it. And you know that. You know why? Because you've eaten coconut by mistake before and ended up being rushed to the hospital with your throat closing up.
Oh, my God. Do you know what is coconut that I – because I do not like coconut. I'm not allergic, but I don't like coconut. Hmm. Do you know what's coconut that I eat no problem? Crumb donuts.
Oh.
The crumb on crumb donuts is toasted coconut. I did not know that.
Yeah,
probably because it's toasted. Yeah.
I don't know what I thought it was.
The difference between onions and grilled onions.
Yeah, let's see. I like them both.
It's like if you started Peruvian cocaine instead of Colombian cocaine, it'd be fine.
They work about the same.
Yeah.
That I remember. I didn't snort them very long, though. I smoked for a while. I slammed for a while. Mm. I probably would have shoved it up if I thought it would have done it.
It would have.
No, that's alcohol.
cocaine will do
that's
it too.
That's the whole that's the whole big thing that the alcohol
and your,
enema,
and your hemorrhoids
like
don't bother you a bit when you take
out.
A dump.
Yeah, it wipes people out. Ew.
Ew.
Oh.
You know what that means?
What's it mean?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
I went short.
Last time she went too many doots. This time one little.
Not
too bad though. Not too bad. Let's see.
Your doots fell short.
Shout outs again to Lee, Bill, Fran, Georgette, Joey, Dan, Stryker, Elizabeth, Phil K, Brian, Greg, Randy, Carol, Natalie, John, Alexandria, Dakota, and Lori Faith for being here with us. This guy is an enterprising alcoholic, I think. So, let's see. This guy's in Pennsylvania. He came up with a perfect scheme to make money. He dressed as a bus driver, went to the local bus station. The idea was, I'm going to start driving around a bus, and I'm going to collect fares from everyone, and then that's how I'm going to get money.
Wow.
He's going to run someone else's route.
Perfect.
The security
guard. What could go wrong with this?
The security guard didn't think he worked there. Asked him for some paperwork, which, of course, he didn't have. The guard told police the guy came in, dressed in what exactly looked like a bus driver's uniform, yelling to the guard that he would call dispatch to tell them which bus he was taking. He left the lot, returned shortly afterward. The guard told police when the guard went to check on him, he found him in the driver's seat of a bus with the engine running. The guard asked him for papers and identification. Brown took off running. So they found him later. And even though he admitted he was planning on stealing the bus, they didn't arrest him for stealing the bus because he didn't take the bus.
Intent to steal is not a
That's
crime.
Right. So you know what they did? They let him go with a warning for being in an area of the bus lot he wasn't supposed to be in.
Wow. Oh,
I thought maybe a judge sent him to 12-step meetings. That's what they do for
exactly.
everything.
They should have. Oh, lifeguard helicopter. I don't know if you guys can hear that. You
just
never
like
know.
Baywatch. This is amazing out here.
Right? We got these
Thanks,
big
Bruce.
Picture
got
windows. One of them on the one side of the studio looks out on the beach.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And the one on the other looks out on like the boardwalk. So
it's gorgeous.
Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Under the boardwalk.
From Bill. Bum. I hadn't heard of this. But there was a cougar was holed up in someone's house.
What was her name?
That.
Underneath the underneath.
What was her name?
Sounds
Did
like
she play
cousin.
Twister?
Was that my cousin?
Yeah.
There was a naked Twister game going.
Yeah. Hold up.
Hey.
In the crawl space under the home.
Yeah.
In the suburb of Los Feliz.
Yeah.
Did the cougar have three names?
Yes. Yes, it was a drug cougar. So it split. And this was the same mountain lion that was discovered roaming in the Los Angeles area 3 years ago, was made famous by National Geographic photographer who used a camera to trap to capture an image as it walked underneath the iconic Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They know it's the same cougar because it's got an ear
chipped
thing.
They chipped it, yeah.
And
an earring?
The interesting thing was
it's all the rage.
It probably had an earring on the left ear, too.
Oh, yeah.
In Hollywood, you know.
Gauges.
But the funny thing is, they weren't sure what happened to the cougar. And the guy from the Wildlife Society is like, well, it's tagged. We know exactly where the cougar is. It's in this guy's basement over here in Los Feliz.
Wow.
Maybe we should help get it out.
Yikes.
Why, was it bothering anything?
Apparently.
Does he, like, it's a crawl space? Like, does he hear it purr at night? Like,
and when they went over there, they're all trying to get it out of the crawl space. And they're all in front of the exit to the crawl space, and the guy from National Geographic suggests maybe we should move to the side to give it an avenue to leave, which they did.
And it did.
And it did. It fled the crawl space and returned to its home in the wild. So there you go.
Was there anything fun under the crawl space?
Doesn't say anything about that.
Yeah, 4 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah, homeless encampment down there.
Do we have anything else? Do we have any what do we have last
animal
time?
Animal a-holes.
Animal a-holes. Do we have any more
There's
animal a-holes?
There's one that we didn't cover. It's called the Stoner Bears.
The Stoner Bears.
Yes.
Hey, boo-boo, let's go get some picnic baskets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Royal Canadian Mounted Police, my favorite kind, raided a marijuana plantation near Christina Lake.
Are there other kinds? I don't even know. Is there any that aren't mounted?
You like the ones that mount? Is that what you're
telling us? Yeah,
the
mounted ones are the best.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, they raided a marijuana plantation near Christina Lake in British Columbia. That is in Canada, you know.
Did it have guard bears?
Apparently. Five officers were surprised to see almost a dozen black bears guarding the plants. Surprised. Notice because they're so polite. They're Canadian. They're just surprised.
Just surprised?
Not alarmed.
Like panicked.
Not panicked. Yeah, yeah. Surprised. The policemen quickly realized the bear guards were quite mellow and didn't pose a threat.
Because yeah, they've been eating weed. Mm.
Weed.
As the sergeant Fred Mansveld explained, they were tame. They just sat around watching. And at one point, one of the bears climbed onto the hood of a police car and just sat there for a bit. And then he jumped off.
Another one reached to the front seat and stole the Twinkies.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would happen is the one Royal Canadian Mounted Police who's got his lunch with him, bears are like, food.
Yeah. Subway. So they seem to like chill dudes, and they wonder why. So I think this is actually the plot of Super Troopers 2 that's coming out.
Super Troopers.
It's on Indiegogo. Go check it out. Add this to the storyline there.
That's awesome.
Right, meow. Okay.
I will give another one.
Okay. Sounds good.
From Brian. I have never heard of this activity before. Well, I mean, I've heard of it. I just haven't heard of a name for it. So police pick up children of free-range parents.
Yeah. Yes. I was a free-range child. It's
free
awesome.
Range, well, so was I.
Yeah. So you know, it was
okay. Everyone of a certain age was a free-range child.
My two beautiful teenage stepchildren are mostly free range now and antibiotic free.
Well, these guys
grass fed.
I think
no.
That, well,
thank God they're not grass fed yet.
Part of the problem, from the authorities' point of view, is one of these kids is 6, and one's 10.
Yes.
And the problem
now,
with this.
This was in
where
Washington?
They go hang out. The park they go hang out Baltimore? Is like 6 miles from where they live.
Yes.
And you know.
Blocks.
I don't know about in other parts of the country because depending on where this is, Silver Springs, Maryland,
it's a suburb.
It's not like here where there's parks like every quarter of a mile. Yeah. You know, it's like you don't have to walk very far to get to a park. But maybe where this is, maybe this is the go-to park.
Yeah.
And this is where the kids go.
And there's probably a metro stop right there.
Yeah. Well,
they
kids,
hop on the metro.
Apparently,
and they ride.
The kids sure. walk.
They don't walk 6 miles, Bruce.
And the guy.
Hey, I think it was
are you on crack?
They were walking.
He found some
home alone from the park, is what it says.
They were alone. They were with each other.
Oh no 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 no. Oh no no.
With
no,
each
no.
other. Yes.
Pardon me.
Yes.
There's another park that's 6 miles from this park. This park is a mile.
That's okay. What I thought.
There we go. This park
I did
is a
click
mile.
On
it's
this clickbait before.
But what the dad says is it's beyond ridiculous. The world is safer today, and yet we imprison our children inside and wonder why they're getting obese and have no focus. He goes, I want my kids out playing the way I went out and played. He goes, I have no problem my 6-year-old going with my 10-year-old.
Yep.
He goes, I have no problem with it whatsoever. He goes, we live in a safe area of Maryland, and but the authorities don't quite go with that.
It's really funny because they do when they release their crime stats.
Yeah.
We've never been safer than we are right now.
They teach them to play and walk alone in the neighborhood to teach them self-reliance and responsibility.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Child Protective Services began investigating the couple in December after police stopped the children midway through a one-mile walk from a different park.
Mm.
Well, apparently there's a lot of parks there as well.
Yeah.
So it's happened before.
From a different park after a call from a concerned citizen.
A busybody.
Drove the children home but called Child Protective Services.
They drove the children home. So the kids actually got in a car with some strangers. That would scare
me. With the police.
Or the police
cops.
Okay.
They got in a car with cops.
Isn't this the one where the mother was out of town and couldn't believe this happened on her husband's watch? So she made a card or something for them?
I don't think so.
I thought I saw it. Like she made them wear free-range children name tags.
They also got
she did.
Notified in a February letter they'd been found responsible for unsubstantiated neglect.
Wow.
Unsubstantiated.
Doesn't that mean nothing?
Unsubstantiated neglect.
Yeah. Means
yeah.
You've been found of neglect of which there's absolutely no proof of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anyway,
I wonder if it was the sponsor.
My tax dollars paid for that stamp on that letter.
I wonder if it was the sponsor for the naked twister woman.
Maybe.
Well, you know what? There's she a bunch like of a people pitching back person. And forth about this in the area, and there will probably for sure be an update on some at some point.
Well, I seem to remember the mother created two like lanyards with laminated ID cards saying, "I am a free range child, and my parents know that I am free range."
Well,
it has their contact information on it. If you like, you know, perfect. Do I need to put dog tags on my kids now?
Yeah.
When I go to the park?
Well, yeah, other people in the area, other parents in the area are. CPS has succeeded in making me terrified of letting my children go outside.
Yeah.
So here we tell them, you need to get out and do more exercise. You need to go out and play and this and that. And then, but if you do, the cops are going to pick you up.
Just don't go outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I found this one.
What? Oh, good job.
Speaking of animals. These aren't asshole animals, though.
Oh. Can we eat
two
them?
Two parrots were trapped inside a burning house.
We can.
They got rescued because of their screams for help.
Parrots. Really?
Ah.
Yes. The two birds were rescued after emergency crews responded to the fire, and they heard voices inside the house. According to the fire crews, they heard, "Help! Fire! Help! Fire!" And
wow.
They went inside, and there was not two little old people that they thought would be in there. There was two parrots. And they administered oxygen to them, and the parrots will be fine. There were no people inside the house.
You know what would suck?
How did they learn help fire? I mean, did they start the fire? Are they pyro parrots?
You know what? All it takes, all it takes, they could be watching the show The Apprentice. Fired!
Oh, you're fired.
I don't know. But apparently...
What would suck is if you saved the parrots, and left, during the investigation you found the bodies of two old people in the house. And you found the parrots, and you went, okay, it was them.
No.
And it was too little.
And it was actually the old people that were yelling, help fire. That's where they learned it.
The parrots are maybe, oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. The parrots are going, rescue us, rescue us.
I actually had a girlfriend whose parrot, or I think it was a cockatiel, whatever, the one with the big fancy head thing. Mm-hmm. It would open her pack of cigarettes and pull out the cigarette and say, lighter.
Oh, my God.
So it would actually pull out the cigarette and hold it in its little claw and say, lighter.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Look, it's a kazoo.
Yes, it's a kazoo alert. This is where you go, dun, 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 because we are going to have a story about these came from Bill Piper, Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper. We already blew through it. There's no spiders in it. Now, we have a Recovery 101 Hero of the Week. Okay. Granddad shot dead the burglar that was trying to rape his granddaughter.
Sweet.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Faison, three names, was killed in a shootout
exactly.
after burglars stormed a house in North Carolina and tried to rape a 19-year-old girl.
Ooh.
The 67-year-old man shot all three burglars and killed one of them, winged the other two.
This guy was a gun control advocate.
After
he could take all three out.
After he broke into his home and tried to rape his granddaughter. The masked men stormed into the house and forced granddad to open his safe at gunpoint before attempting to sexually assault the 19-year-old granddaughter. The grandfather snatched a gun from one of the men and blasted him, immediately killing Jamie Lee Faison and injuring the two others, who were named Brandon Carver Stevens, also three names, and Jamar Hawkins. Now, the granddad was injured also because apparently they returned fire.
Ooh.
Mm. And he's currently in critical condition, so we'll have to get an update on that. But they're in black clothes, balaclavas? Balaclavas? What's a balaclava?
Balaclavas?
Yeah,
wearing baklava.
Yeah, they were wearing baklava.
Balaclavas.
Balaclavas are the black hood scarf that the special forces people wear when they go in on raids.
Okay.
Oh,
and
so
gloves.
Pros.
They stormed in and asked for cash, and they tried to rape the couple's granddaughter, and
they strolled in and asked for cash.
They knew what they're looking for.
Nicely.
So someone's been talking.
Excuse me, can I have cash?
Yeah. Someone's been talking about what's in that house, right?
Yeah.
A relative of the grandfather said he's out of surgery, But he's still in ICU. Thanks, everyone, for your prayers. Let's all pray for this guy. But definitely a hero. Now, did you have any others there?
No, nothing worthy.
If not, we've got a doozy.
Uh-oh.
For the last one.
Go.
Go for it.
I found this one.
Of course you did.
Oh, yeah. In the UK.
Ock. Hi, Katie.
Man accidentally sent video of himself having sex to his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend?
With his boyfriend.
With a dog.
Oh!
Oh!
You know, there's always
Christine!
That, there's always Christine Brinkley. There's always that one thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He
dressed
as pirates. Sent, it's bad enough he sent...
Was he dressed as a pirate?
No.
With
okay. But it's
dog.
Bad enough he sends the sex video to the girlfriend.
Was he using a selfie stick?
You know what?
Or he might have been using his selfie stick.
Selfie stick.
It's one thing to send your partner dick pics.
Oh.
And quite another, send them a video of you having sex with a dog.
Was he a bitch pic?
What was he? Was he pitching or catching?
Well, oh. I'm waiting to find out. I'm waiting to see this.
What kind
of
dog?
Oh, it was the couple's 10-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback.
So like a 60-70-pound dog.
Wow, he was thirty-four years old, of Fairford in Royal Wootton Bassett. He was appearing in court after guilty to one count of sexual assault on the dog.
Okay, so he was pitching.
So they have dogs' rights over it. Okay, yeah. Good. That's good.
Yeah. According to prosecutors, Buchanan had been at the home watching pornography and wondered what it would be like to have sex with his dog.
Oh, yeah.
And? How was it?
Well, she was at work on this day and received on her mobile phone a 29-second video clip from a tablet computer. The video showed him having sex with her 10-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback. When arrested, he said he knew he had done wrong and it was stupid. He is now a registered sex offender, so he can't go to the dog park, apparently.
Nice.
For 7 years, with a 12-week suspended sentence for 2 years. 50 days of rehabilitation, 85-pound cost, and 80-pound victim surcharge.
So how much dog food do you buy?
I was going to say, does the dog get 80 pounds? Is that what it is?
Why does the dog get compensation?
That's what I'm wondering.
Therapy?
Well,
the dog,
you know what?
They go to does he have to go to SA now?
No,
too?
You know who they're calling right now? Caesar.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Dog whisperer's going over there, and the guy's like, you can't believe the shit this dog told me.
Or the dog psychic. All those shows.
So that,
wow.
My friends.
The world gone mad.
Wow.
Is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
So close.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back. Ice cream break is over.
Oh, so good.
It's the ice cream run. That is a tradition around here. We didn't do it for a while.
No, we didn't.
But because Lori Faith was here today.
For a while, it was colder, though.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And I don't have Blue Bunny, so I had to try something different. Was it made with real California milk?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Do you have, because I'm not familiar with what is the big ice cream things like in the Chicago area or Illinois, but I know in Ohio, they have a couple kinds of ice cream that one of them you can actually get in a regular grocery store now. It's called Grater's.
No, we don't have that.
How about Aglamisi's?
No.
That is the best ice cream I ever had in my life.
Really?
These guys, there's only like two of these ice cream parlors, and we went to one. I don't know where the other one is. They grow their own fruit for their ice cream. Like right out back, there's like a full-on little farm where they're growing blueberries for their blueberry ice cream, and they're growing strawberries. And
nice.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
It was awesome.
Best ice cream I ever had was in Jamaica.
Is what?
It was in Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah. They did a...
Did it have weed in it?
No. It was a...
Yeah. Because the more I ate, the hungrier I got.
It was grape nut crunch.
Ooh.
And I go... And they had it at this house I was staying
at. Some guy named... My name is Yul Gibbons, man.
No, but I had it, and I go, wow, this is really good. Where can we get some? And they said, oh, the little stand about two blocks away. So I walked down there the next day. The guy scooped it out of the ice cream churn for me.
Oh, awesome.
They made it on... Really made it on site.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Every time I go to the East Coast, I have to get Carvel. That's very good. We don't have that.
Well, it's funny. I just mentioned Yul Gibbons a second ago, and I thought about it. Like 1% of the people, maybe 5% of the people listening to the show will even know who Yul Gibbons is.
Yeah. Piper, Paul, and three other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Mark.
Yes.
We have a topic.
Oh, yes.
We did, didn't we?
We had another topic, yes.
Achieving better.
That's right.
That's right. And how did this come up?
Just the process of people who are in the program who talk about working their steps and their relationship with their higher power and turning their will and life over the care of God and the whole thing. And I seem to hear a lot of them then say things like, I need to do a better job of meditating. I need to do a better job of praying. I need to do a better job of whatever. And my question is, if you've truly turned your will and life over your higher power, isn't it all turning out exactly the way it's supposed to?
Ooh. See, I used to say that if I've really turned everything over to my higher power and something really F's up today, it's his fault.
Yep.
There you go.
It's his fault. He made it happen because he's in control of everything.
That's right.
Well, I like to say I'm no longer will-powered, I'm higher-powered.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still get in the way a lot.
Well, yeah, and you know the thing is, if you're going to say that, you know, really the only thing you need to do better is you need to stop drinking better.
Yes.
You need to stop doing drugs better. Like if you're going in and out, you need to stop doing that better.
I don't think
that's true. Concentrate on your A's, work your steps, you do that better.
I think if you don't drink or use, no matter what you've done, everything you're supposed to do,
you've done better.
You've already done better.
The problem is you can't ever achieve better. So where does the – we have this
– we talked about at lunch today. We can't get any more sober.
No, I can't get any more sober than I am.
Is this part of like tired, restless, irritable? You get a case of the betters?
Yeah, I think so because where is – how can you achieve contentment when you're always trying to do better? Can you ever be satisfied with where you're at if you always feel you need to do a better job of something?
Well, then you're not really in the present either, right?
Right.
Because if you're always looking for the better, you're not in the now.
Ooh. Ooh. 1 foot in tomorrow, 1 foot in today. Foot in tomorrow, 1 foot in yesterday. I'm in perfect position to piss all over today.
Yep.
What do they say? Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow's a promissory note. Today is cash on the line, baby.
Yeah.
Tomorrow ain't here yet.
Yep.
So, you ever, do you sponsor?
Yes. I'm sponsor light right now. I've had a A couple of people.
Sponsor Light, does that mean you do a lousy job sponsoring, or does that mean you don't have many sponsees?
I did a lot of bridging the gap last year, so I've helped them upgrade, which means that they're not my problem anymore. Transition.
Transitional sponsorship.
Transitional sponsorship. And I alluded to you guys a little bit before at lunch that last year I got so fed up with some of the sponsees that I had that I just made a rule that nobody born after 1980 will be my sponsee for a while. But that might be changing. God keeps challenging me with more of these kids coming by, or people in their 20s, I should say, coming by. Pretty soon I'm going to have to say yes and not just kindly refer them to other people.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
The struggle is real, man.
You know what?
The struggle.
I follow someone on Instagram called The Sober Struggle Is Real.
Yeah.
And they do all kinds of memes and stuff. It's pretty cool. I like to make memes, too. I made a meme of the most interesting guy in the world.
Yeah.
And it says, I don't always sleep with newcomers, but when I do, it'll be your sponsee.
I have lived that, yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
From which side?
Well, I'm back.
Both sides.
Because of the miracles of this program, I am back actually with my ex-husband. We're working at reconciling our marriage. But for a while, we both dated other people because we were divorced. And someone that I dated that we decided that we'd be better friends in the program was dating my sponsee. And she was lying to me. He was lying to me. It became quite dirty.
Okay,
and then,
wait.
Then she went out.
Your sponsee that
then
you
she
were...
went out. And I'm like, you're going to, kill her.
Whoa.
You know better. What is wrong with you? Because he does know better, and he's not the type to 13 step. So it wasn't like kismet, true love. It was just convenient.
Just to clarify, to make sure it didn't slip past me completely, a guy you were dating started dating your sponsee.
We were no longer dating.
We both
agreed it would be better to be friends.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, I thought it was
which it was better to be friends. You know. And God had other plans for me, as they say. He gave me my house back, my family back.
And she's from the Chicago area. That sounds like a Chicago song.
God had a sure.
Let me tell you something.
My life is a backwards country song right now.
You're getting everything back.
Dog came back to life and mom came home.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
Didn't lose your job.
Yeah.
And the truck didn't get a flat tire.
Truck started running again.
Yeah.
Right, but that was part of it because she's born after 1982 as well, so it's like, I think I need to stay away from these ladies for a while. They all have a lot of lessons to learn, and I don't have time to deal with it. Part of that.
Plus, hopefully, you run out of guys for them to sleep with.
Yeah, you know.
We have a guy.
I had one try to sleep with my brother, and I had to tell him to, she's not fit. Please don't contribute to her delinquency.
We have a guy.
Stay away. Run very far.
She's like Harvey Jr. We have a guy out here. He's gone now, but he was named Harvey. He was married like 7 times, 5 of them to 2 women. Marry them, they'd get divorced, he'd go marry someone else.
They work it out.
They get divorced, you go back to the first one, they'd work it out, they get together. It was like a comedy routine after a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they asked Richard Burton one time about why he and Elizabeth Taylor were getting back together again.
Yeah.
And he said, the divorce didn't work out.
The divorce.
That's true. Well, I guess that's my situation. The divorce didn't work out. You know, and I'm a better person. He's a better person. And, you know, I'm not drunk all the time. That helps.
Nobody wants a
wife that's fallen down.
That's
everywhere.
Usually a,
it's
that's
not
usually
fun.
A plus.
It was kind of sexy and fun for a little bit, you know, but not.
It's a plus.
It just gets old after a while.
Well, but it reminds me, too, of the thing where the alcoholic says, now your husband was brewing beer. It's like. Because
yes, he has
there's
a beer
the one thing about
hobby.
To the wives. I'm not sure if it's to the wives, but it's talking about where the guy's all hammered and he goes, the wife decides she's going to go out and have the drunk to end all drunks, and the alcoholic really likes that. You know, it's like your husband gets drunk, you're like, yeah, honey, come on, drink.
Yeah, join me. Well, yeah, Bill's Lois did that. Proved to Bill, I'm going to get really drunk, and he loved it. This is great. That was another little motorcycle trip, I think.
Well.
A trivia for you guys.
That was in between all Bill's 13th stepping.
Well, yeah.
That one gal
Some
sued.
Say, right?
That one
Some
gal
sued say.
And won his secretary.
Yeah.
Because of all the times that she wrote the grapevine with them. She's like, how come I'm not getting anything for the grapevine?
Yeah. There you go. You
know?
Anyway.
But we digress, like severely digress.
It gets better.
Yeah. Well, I agree with Mark. It's like, how much better? Certainly, doing everything perfect isn't ideal. because we can never do everything perfect.
No.
But I am of the ilk that there's probably lots of things that I could do better. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to end up doing anything perfect, but I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I could go to sleep at night at a better hour. I could. I probably should. I don't. Because God has directed me to drink coffee late at night since I give my whole life over to him. And
God
that makes
you.
Me stay way up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That goes along with Mark was saying. If I really give my life over to God, everything that happens today is as a result of me turning everything over to him. Mm-hmm. So I have a perfect scapegoat. Right?
Sure, we'll give you that.
But yeah. As soon as I do anything wrong...
It's his
or
fault.
Something wrong happens, and someone says, "Well, it was self-will there."
No,
that part where you jacked up was self-will. Everything else is God, but that one thing you screwed up, that was you.
No, I'm sorry. There's no loophole to this.
No.
No.
I think there might be.
Well, I wonder if you're in a stuck with the case of the betters. I mean, are you stuck in also in like I should have and I if this, you know,
could have, should have, would have, but didn't.
Yeah, the should haves and the ifs. If this would have happened or should have happened or. If I can only do this, and this would be that. That's self-will right there. That's not higher power talking.
Well, I'll tell you, I've gotten to a point in my life where I don't want to look back in the future and say, I could have, should have, would have done. Now I'm more likely to do something. Not necessarily negative, but positive, like where I'll do something where I learned this a long time ago in college. I was had this friend that was this girl, Cindy. And she was from Hawaii. And we used to go hang out together. We were like best buddies. We'd go. I didn't try and date her. We'd go out. I'd introduce her to guys. She'd introduce me to girls. And on the last day of school, she's going to go back to Hawaii. I'm going to come back to L.A. And we're drinking, of course, and we're watching some video. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, God, you know, she's really cute. Why did I never try and go out with her? So I did the whole thing where I stretched my arm. I'm like, oh, and I put my arm behind her and went, oh, and she goes, just stop. And I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, shit. And she goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I, and she goes, what the hell are you doing? And she goes, do you know what? And I go, no, what? And she goes, I've been waiting for you to do that for 4 effing years. And she goes, you know what? I don't know what it is with you. She goes, you go and we meet girls at clubs and stuff, and you sit down and you, like, shoot the breeze with them. She goes, you know, if you went up to a girl and said, I find you really attractive, I'd like to go out with you, she goes, you'd go out with a lot more girls. Now, we ended up, you know, anyway, but that summer... I said, I am not going to have any of those, you know what, I should have, could have, would have with women anymore. And that summer, I'd see a girl I wanted to go out. I would walk straight up to her and I would tell her,
nice.
You know what, are you single? Because if your insides are even close to as nice as your outsides, I would love to take you to dinner. Next thing you know, I'd be out of dinner with them. I'm like, that girl rocked. I never knew that. And I said, I'm not going to have any more of these times. It's like things like a thing came up with working on a convention. I never worked on a convention before. I said, you know what? I'm going to work on a convention because I never did it before.
Sure.
Had a great time. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do these things that I didn't take the chance to do before.
So is that putting things into action? So you get better by doing instead of better by trying or thinking or wishing?
Well, yeah, because you don't get better by wishing.
Yeah.
Nothing gets better by thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like the guy. He never stole the bus.
Yeah.
He thought about it.
Thought about it. Got in it. Started it.
Could have.
Didn't even get any repercussions from it. He got a warning. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the bus lot.
Where's like the bus TSA for that? That's scary.
The bus TSA. Oh, my God.
Right? Don't we need some more government oversight for our buses now?
Of course.
Our bus
lanes? Because we're big believers in government oversight here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we
bus
we,
lot?
We... Yeah, I'm. Yeah. I've had as much government oversight as I could use right now.
We're big on gun control here too.
My mother.
I got my FOID card here. Can I use
my mother? I was telling my mother a story about a guy that came in to buy a bed, and he had come in about 3 or 4 months ago, and he says, "I'm getting a big return on my taxes, and I'm going to buy a really nice bed, and then I'm going to take my wife to Cabo." So the guy comes in the other day, and he's buying this $400 bed. And I'm like, but he was going to buy like this $1,200 bed. And I'm like, were you getting like a big tax return? He goes, I got a promotion this year.
I'm Yay. Like,
yeah. So, and he goes, good. My covered California health care plan is based on what I made last year. But I got a promotion. So I'm making more money this year. And the government is keeping $2,600 of my tax return. And I'm like, oh. And my mom, I'm telling my mom. And my mom says, why would the IRS be keeping his money? I'm like, Mom, you know the IRS is controlling the money for healthcare, right? And she goes, I didn't know that. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, so he gets a penalty. So all that subsidized money
right.
came back to bite
they,
him.
They want the subsidies back. And I thought about that, and I thought, everybody that gets a raise, now, it may not change it much.
When you reach a certain age, you shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore. You don't get to have a say in what goes on.
Ouch.
No, I'm just saying. Really. You just don't get to have a
say. In Chicago,
say.
We can vote when we're dead. So, you know, keep,
yeah,
keep it over
there. Yeah, you
can
vote many times.
Vote early and often.
Vote often.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Vote
wasn't
local,
that a,
vote
Wasn't
early,
that a daily
often.
Thing?
Daily, yeah.
Absolutely.
Vote early and vote often.
Yep.
But we digress again. So.
Betterment.
So. See, I'm trying to figure out how much time it's been because there's a big block in the middle.
There's a 10-minute gap.
That's ice cream gap.
Yeah, there's a good 10-minute gap.
Yeah.
It was a good which means, gap.
And the boozy news was shorter than it was the last show. Mm-hmm. So, Mark.
I just think it'd be funny if you forget to edit that out.
Guy.
There's 10 minutes of
dead gigantic
space.
Dead noise.
And just us talking in the background.
Enjoy, everybody.
Now, so let's say you've got a guy. He comes to you and he says, man, I got to do this better. I got to do that better. What do you tell him?
How are you doing it now?
And he says, I don't think I'm doing it good enough now.
Oh. What do you need to do better? One I get the most is I need to learn how to meditate better. That's what I hear more than anything else. I do a better job of meditation.
The easiest time for me to meditate is when I'm going to sleep at night. Because yeah. I'm going to be laying there for a few minutes anyway.
So you know the difference between when you were meditating and when you passed out.
Well, that's the thing. And that's a meditation helps me pass out.
Yeah.
Because that's a time when I'm by myself.
Yeah. Sure.
It's dark. Yeah. As long as the dogs aren't freaking climbing all over me. Because that really Fs up the meditation right there.
Yeah.
Well, but does it?
Fur ball in the face.
But does it?
You're 10, 11, 12 and you're adding to your 10 list.
Yes.
Because you work the first three steps. You've turned it over to God.
Yes.
God's running things. You're just doing the footwork.
Yes.
And you go to meditate, and after about 90 seconds, you move on to something else. Did you meditate exactly the amount of time you were supposed to meditate?
I meditated the amount of time God wanted me to meditate.
Exactly. You know?
I mean, if you truly, truly, truly mm-hmm. give things over to God and say, that's it, God, you run the show.
Yeah.
Then if I meditate for 1 minute or 5 minutes, it's got to be the right amount of time for that time
well,
if I've truly turned everything over.
Yeah. You got to start small. I mean, our brains are so fricked up for the beginning part of it. You know, I'd be surprised if I could sit more than 30 seconds at the beginning.
Yep.
You know, and now I could sit on the train commute, and I actually use my morning train commute with my little earbuds to do most of my recentering and things in the morning. Sometimes I listen to a podcast.
How long do you commute?
The express right now is about an hour for Chicago.
Express?
Yes.
We have an express coming here.
Yeah, they're coming for...
Between here and San Francisco.
Yeah, they're coming forever.
And you know what the weird thing is? They were going to... They talked about building a high-speed train to Vegas, of which you already know all the hotels were all for that. They're like, yeah, we'll kick in money. We'll pay for 90% of this thing. Mm-hmm. We're building this line up to San Francisco, which seems like the worst place to go because half of it's going to be on Amtrak lines anyway, so it's not going to be as fast a train as you think it's going to be. And one of the senators in California, her husband's company, got the contract.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, that's nice.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Feinstein's husband got a billion-dollar contract. Are you ready for this? $35 million a mile. Not counting buying the right of way.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like a hunk.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Welcome to Recovery 101 Politics.
Okay. Can I give you guys my little brought you some tchotchkes from Chicago.
Oh, we got
tchotchkes.
Yes.
You'll have to remember this is radio, so you have to describe things.
Okay. This is it's
for you, it's got around, Kelly and Bruce or Mark.
It's wrapped in tissue paper.
It's bulbous at one end.
Are they laser pointers or something?
Kind of. These are official LED keychains from the Elgin Alano Club.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they cost $60. They happen to come with a membership key.
And we got a Chicago shot glass.
And a Chicago shot glass.
Wow. That's awesome.
Whiskey and a light show.
Could put maybe for the little boy. The little grandson can use it for his OJ.
They do. Elgin Alano Club. Here you go, Mark. Okay. I don't want to throw it.
Don't throw it.
Because
you and I have bad luck with throwing things.
We have bad karma.
Yeah, garage is so big. Yeah, you got it? Okay, he's got
the
it.
The studio is huge.
Oh, that's true.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How come we don't get cool shit like that from the 502 Club?
That's a bright light, too.
It is a bright light. And you can put whatever metaphor you want on that, you know, or the light at the end of the tunnel or, you know, how are you doing? You know, one thing my mother asked me. My mother asked me, because my mom is non-alcoholic, and she goes, how come all you people hug each other so much? I said, so we can smell each other. Who's drinking?
Well, you know.
She's like, oh, that's smart.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny is I am I'm one of those people that I can't remember names to save my life. Yeah. So program is built for me, because once I hear a guy say, I'm Bill and I'm an alcoholic, like the 30th time I hear that, I look at him, I go, that's Bill.
You know, sinks in.
Because I need that. Shelly will tell you. I'll work with people for 6 months. I have not a clue what their name is. Mm. And it's horrible. I used to have to write names down on a notebook and stuff to take it with me to meetings to make sure that I'd refer to people by the right name.
Sure.
Yeah. Like with Shelly, it took him months.
Months.
Before he properly...
Oh, no. I get that really quick. Yeah, no. I get women names, like, fast.
Well, for most, like, we have a lot of guys with the same name right now, especially. Yeah.
Is one of them Mark?
We have a couple Marks, yeah. But I have a lot of Todds right now, which is weird.
In our group, we've got, like...
I don't even think that'd be as common of a name right now.
Tads.
Tads.
In our group, there's, like, a ton of Marks.
Really?
There's a, yeah.
One, sounds like two, a hair-lipped dog hanging out in the
There's,
meetings.
Like, five or six Marks in, like, one group of people. So you say Mark, everybody turns around and looks at you.
Oh, yeah. You know,
of course, if you say Mark in the meeting, then Mark, it started out.
Mark.
We had a guy named Mark who was in the meeting, and he'd go, yeah, my name is Mark, and like two or three guys would go, Mark, Mark.
Well, it
Mark.
Sounded like the Affleck commercial. Yeah. Have you ever Mark. Seen the Affleck commercial where they had the duck Mark, and go, Mark. Affleck?
Yeah,
Affleck.
Yeah.
So this guy would say Mark, and we'd say, Mark, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark,
Mark. Well, now the problem
we
is.
We do that with the Tad.
There's five Marks, so every time. You do it, they all, then the whole room starts up. Mark, Mark, nyack, nyack, Mark, nyack, nyack. And you're trying to share, and there's still seven people there going, nyack, nyack, Mark, Mark, nyack. Now it's gone to Mike, because it's close enough to be an idiot in a meeting, so.
Mark,
Mark, Mark, Mark, Mark. I'm sitting there, I'm sharing one time, and they're still doing it. I just looked at them, I go, really?
Wow.
Are you done yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that pissed him off.
Well, I mean, when I introduce myself, I say Lori Faith Alcoholic, and a lot of, like, the newer people are like, why does she use her last name? And people are like, no, that's LF. And they're like, but why? So I used to try to say LF Alcoholic, and they were like, what? Like, Alf? They didn't know what I was saying.
Alf?
Hi, my name is Alf. I'm an alcoholic.
So I just don't care now. I was like, Lori Faith, you just draw your own conclusions.
But Lori,
blame my parents.
But your name is Lori Faith.
Yeah.
It's not your last name.
No.
No.
Yeah,
so.
I know a lot of people who identify with their first and last name.
My sponsor, for one. Yeah. My sponsor will say, my name's Roger Brown, and I'm an alcoholic. And you know what he says? He goes, I don't have any reason. Inside a meeting, he goes, first of all, he's been sober a long time. And he's like, inside a meeting, everybody in here is already drunk. And he goes to meetings like the sick, lame, and lazy, which are like these, it's a guy's group. You know, and it's like everybody in there, it's like a 12-in-12 study. So it's like a 12-in-12 and big book study. So it's like everybody going there is like serious about recovery. He's like, yeah, he goes, I don't care if everybody in here knows my last name. He goes, it's fine.
Well, it makes me easier to identify. Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to Roger. Which Roger?
Yeah, there's a few Rogers too.
Roger Brown. Oh, okay. So this was a good conversation.
Yeah, the good guy. The one you from the last show that you should hitch your trailer to.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
As opposed to Roger 10-speed.
Yes.
Well, the nicknames are my favorite. Like, I have a Yoga John. Uh-huh. And then people are like, which John? And you go, Yoga John, because he's got a ponytail, and, you know, he's in his mid to late 50s, and he does yoga. So it's easy, Yoga John.
What's yours? Do you have one?
Not that I really know of. LF is usually the easiest one. But yeah.
How about you, Mark?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should find out.
Do you have one?
Yeah, Asshole Mark.
Well, actually,
that guy.
A guy left that on the show.
He's here.
Who was it?
One of Shelley's ex-sponsees.
Oh, yeah.
The girlfriend of one of your ex-sponsees.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Asked how I was.
She goes, how's Mark? And I go, which Mark? And she goes, Asshole Mark. And
nice.
I go, oh. And nice. It's like,
and you knew right away who she meant.
I knew who she meant. And you know what the funny thing is? She says, like, zero interaction with him.
Yeah.
Like, zero interaction with him. I'm like, and it's like, even though he gives the persona of, oh, I'm going to kill newcomers and things on the show, he's not like that at all in real life. So I'm like, where did that come from?
Where did it come from on the show? I don't want to kill him. I'm sick and tired of them just being stupid.
I used to have a bunch of nicknames when I was really young in the 70s, late 70s. My nickname was Gonzo. Because I really liked Ted Nugent back then. Mm. Then, when I went to college, I went to an area where there was no sun. I went to school in Oregon, and I got Zonker from the Doonesbury comedy. He was the guy that was always out there trying to get sun, and he was like a surfer or something. Then I got Artist Bruce around the program for a long time, but I like Bruce Almighty better.
Oh, Bruce Almighty's
good. Yeah. I picked that one. For myself.
Yeah, you gave yourself
that
nickname.
That's the way to do it. So, first of all, I want to thank Lori Faith. You know, she flew all the way out here from Chicago, not really for her nephew's wedding.
You know that was
just a little side thing.
She came here for us.
So she could justify it. She came bearing gifts and everything. Oh, and we do have a shirt for you. Don't let me forget the shirt.
Oh, Shelley would kill you.
Yes. Oh, she will.
And I miss Shelley. It's a bummer, so I have to come back.
That's right.
I know.
Please
you
do.
Can teach me how to read in crocheting?
Please do.
What else?
She'll crochet.
I love when you ask her how her day was, and she always has the same thing, because that's what Sunday is, but poor thing.
She goes to church, and she crochets.
Give her something exciting.
That's it, and then after we record, we go to coffee. She's like,
That's good. That's a good
day. But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
It was
for
a blast.
Me.
And what are your final words on, and what were you going to call it?
Achieving better.
Achieving better.
Betterment. I would say continue to strive to be higher powered instead of will powered, but know the difference.
Oh.
Right?
Quite good. Mark already knows what I'm going to say.
Mine is be grateful for what you've achieved.
There you go.
Yes.
And mine, which I use on many shows, is if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, try doing something different.
There you go.
Lori Payne.
Yes.
We have friends back east.
Oh, we do.
And in the Inland Empire.
Yes, we do. Oh, do you want to know who they are?
Yes.
I do believe they're the 12stepgazette.com.
Yes.
.com.
She does her own voiceovers to go with the regular.
So that would be, I believe it's a newsletter with a twist, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, it's quite good. I've actually visited 12stepgazette.com/IE before I came here for the Inland Empire.
Yes, that's the
area. Our local edition, since I was staying right by the Inland Empire.
In the Inland Empire.
Beautiful, hot country over there. So much different than Laguna Beach. Hot.
Yeah. Glad you came over here to the coast.
Yeah.
Quite an entertaining read.
Norco.
Very enjoyable. Something we don't have in Chicago, so you guys are very blessed.
They have something else that you probably don't have in Chicago, in Norco, where you're at. Paintball.
What?
Paintball.
We have paintball.
There is a huge
massive paintball.
There's a huge paintball field over there called DC Village.
I'll have to go check that
and
out.
And they have like burnout airplanes and all kinds of. It's like very big. It's huge.
They actually have
automatic paintball guns that you can rent to their machine guns.
Painful.
Yeah, it has a gravity feed and it has this big thing up on your back and. Oh, yeah.
Now that we're talking about them, can we send them an invoice to sponsor this show? That was a nice advertising.
We should. DC Village. Where would they find the Inland Empire one?
Oh, so you go to 12stepgazette.com, and that's 12 for the number 12, stepgazette, G-A-Z-E-T-T-E.com/IE. IE for Inland Empire.
Awesome.
If we go to the regular one, you get those people over on the East Coast.
Yes.
Kind of by the Amish folks.
Yes.
Over there. Yeah. They're nice, too.
Saw a weird show. Amish Mafia.
I love that show.
Oh, my God.
We're addicted to that show in my
what
house.
And I was sick, and I watched like 11 or 12 episodes
you
in a row.
You binge watch it.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Did
Lebanon
they find
Levi.
The, wait. Did they find the book
yes.
on the guy's farm?
Well, somebody found the book on the guy's farm, not the Mennonites. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay. So
the book is safe.
Okay.
The book of Menno.
Mark's over here like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know what goes clip-clop, 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 bang-bang-bang, clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop? Amish drive-by. So, Mark, people listen to the show.
Why?
Why?
Why? So, we appreciate any way you get the show, and thanks for listening. If you don't already come to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net or last30days.com or recovery101.rocks.
Yes.
ROCKS. Wow.
Any of those will get you to our Podomatic site that we do the show on, where you can show up and do your duty, which is...
I cannot get recovery101.com. Some dude owns it. And he's like a singer or something. And I'm like...
Well, I think recovery101radio.com
is much cooler. Redirects. It redirects to... his singing site. I think he might be in recovery, but there's not really much on his site that has to do with recovery. I'm thinking I should talk to him and see if he'll give it to me.
You can, yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, call him.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Ask. By the way.
Yes.
If you're Facebook friendly, it's easy to sign into Podomatic. You just click sign in with Facebook. If you would like to, when you're on Facebook, you could like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. Mm-hmm. If you want to be more secretive, we have the secret group.
You mean anonymous?
Shh. It's the secret group. Shh. Yes, it's more anonymous, but it's so anonymous.
It's in the bushes.
See, anonymous.
In the bushes.
Anonymous is people know you're doing it, but they don't know who you are. This is so secret, no one even knows you're doing it. But we do.
But once you're there, you're there.
Yeah, because we are the secret.
Then they know who you are.
Then they know who you are.
Then you're
if
in.
You are, so you can ask, you can message Shelley Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T, Bruce Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T, or you can go on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page and send a message there, and we can add you to the secret group. Mm-hmm. Shh. We have Recovery Idol still going.
Yay!
That means you can do a recorded type of a thing where it's like a kind of a skit kind of sort of format, like what Lori Faith has done some really good ones for us. You can do a song. You can do it a cappella. You can do it with music. If you've got a band, feel free to record one with the band. Doug messaged me the other day.
Yeah.
From Falling Down, Doug,
yep.
He might even do one for us.
That's a nickname.
And he's a real...
Falling Down, Doug.
Have you heard the song Falling Down?
It's
one of our lead-out
song.
Songs.
Should it
it's
be our
great,
lead-out song today?
It's a great song.
Remind me.
It's
okay.
A lead-out song.
Yep.
Oh, you know what we could do?
Yeah, we could do it today.
You could probably choose that as a lead-out song.
It'll be up to you in a minute or so.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, so that's recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. And Lori Faith.
Yes, dear.
Who's the lead out music by?
What, Falling Down, Doug? What was it again?
Yeah.
Falling Down by Doug?
By Doug.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. You know what would be great?
What would be great?
Do you happen to have anything by Doug?
I do. I have this one song by Doug.
What is it?
It's called Falling Down.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
That is, wow. I can't even find that on YouTube anymore. You actually have it.
Yeah, we have it.
Okay. Well, could you please play it for me?
It could even be on YouTube. I don't know.
Can we put it back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we educate the world about Doug?
We can. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Be good to you.
Awesome. Everybody have a great day.
waking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends. Where are you now, my God? Can you hear me as I cry? Another lost soul without a clue. Been on my